in your face.
Money don't talk, rip that song, gossip, babble on, battle for your life, Babylon.
Lady Gaga there, Babylon. I am joined by Trevor Block, who is from the Melbourne Pride Chorus. The Vice President, and also you're a bass singer, Trevor, and you have a fabulous performance coming up called Diva, A Night With The Stars. Welcome to 3CR.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Tell us about the show.
Oh, the show. Well, it's quite an extravaganza. Yes, as you said, it's Diva, A Night With The Stars. So it's a glam afternoon and or evening, depending on which show you choose, of hits from the biggest divas and artists of yesteryear and today. Something like, you know, Celine Dion and Whitney Houston and even Harry Styles and Billie Eilish. The list goes on. We're going to be all glammed up and full of shine and pizzazz. So I think it's going to be a great day.
It sounds extraordinarily fun. And what I was really excited to read is the Melbourne Pride Chorus has been going for 35 years, and you're the first LGBTIQA plus chorus in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, we've had a few incarnations. We started back in 1990. And yes, we are the longest running LGBTQIA plus community choir in the Southern Hemisphere. We started off as All Sounds, and then we moved to the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus. Last year, we changed our name again to the Melbourne Pride Chorus. So we thought it was a more umbrella term, more encompassing of what our community represents now, with the way the community has broadened itself.
So you're performing on the 30th of May, a Saturday. Mm. You've got two shows, one at 3 p.m., one at 7. In Q.
7.30.
Yeah. In Q. Yeah. That's a lot of singing.
It is a lot of singing. It's an exhausting, but it's a wonderful day. I think we just live on the edges of our seats, running from pillar to post. But we're exhausted, but it is such an uplifting experience. In Q, it's at the James Tertullus Auditorium, which is at the Methodist Ladies College, MLC. So a beautiful location, great auditorium, wonderful sound and size for a choir. You know, there's going to be about 60 of us performing. So, you know, it's a big sound, so we need a big room for us. And that's at 207 Barkers Road in Kew.
60 people, that is massive.
Yeah. Our choir, we do have more members than that, but, you know, not everyone can always join. We usually have about 80 people in our choir at any one time. Big community. And a lot of great personalities, and we've just formed such wonderful friendships with each other.
So you're a bass singer.
Yes, I am.
It must be so uplifting having 60 people singing those diva classics. What does it feel like for you when you sing? Because you go so low and then everyone else goes up.
Yeah, I think having that sort of that bass anchoring of the choir, you know, that rumble that seeps through, is just such a wonderful all body experience, I think. As far as, you know, joining a choir like this and singing in a group rather than singing on your own, the shared energy when a whole group of people are harmonizing with each other is just the most amazing feeling. There's nothing like it. There's no high greater in my view.
How does it feel? Can you describe it?
It just feels like there's just a whole, you know, when you just feel so connected with the people around you, when you're all singing as one, and just being so synchronized and unified, paying attention to our glorious music director, who is our puppeteer.
Stephanie Tay?
Stephanie Tay, yes, yes, yeah. She's been a wonderful leader for us for a long time. And she's been with the choir since the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's such a great commitment, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've only been at the choir for the last just a little over 3 years. It was a very nerve-wracking experience. I hadn't been part of a singing group for many, many, many years. I just thought I wanted to get back into the gay community somehow, and I always loved singing, so I thought, why not give it a go? And here I am now as the vice president.
So what is the favourite song that you will be singing on the 30th of May for you?
Well, for me personally, actually, there's some big numbers in there, but sometimes the beautiful, quieter moments are the best. So What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish. We've got a wonderful arrangement where it's just so hauntingly glorious that it just, you can't help but feel something.
Wow. And tell us about your second favourite.
My second favourite, it's been one that we've been doing for a while. It's like an 8-part harmony. Whitney Houston. We all know I want to dance with somebody. Version that we're doing is a broken down ballad of 8-part harmony. And it's just absolutely beautiful.
Do you find that, you know, because of, well, we had the COVID years, we've still got them, but we're not in lockdown, but the way the world has changed since then, where people are really compartmentalized, they're online a lot more, they're kind of talking about isolation, there's that less face-to-face contact.
Yeah.
Was, first of all, that why you kind of wanted to get back into the community because you were feeling isolated? But secondly, it must be great to have that communal sense.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that replaces actually in-person physical interaction with another human. You know, I think the more we distance ourselves with this digital age that we have, the less we understand each other. And I think just bringing people together for a common interest, like singing in our example, is just a great way of people connecting. You know, I think also, you know, we have our great times, and I'm sure like with any friend, you have your frictional moments as well. But it's the friction that actually makes humans more connected, I think. And we're spending too much time taking friction away through digital age and you know, having your connections on social media. And that's great as well, but it should only be a part of our lives, not all of our lives.
Do you find that singing is really therapeutic? It's like a sport. You get that adrenaline rush, but also going to those emotional levels that you were talking about before is just great for self-regulation and for overall health.
Absolutely. And I mean, the choir does that for me, certainly, but I even find when I'm having a bad day, you know, or an anxious day, you know, there's nothing like just turning on my favorite artist or of the moment and just belting out a tune in the car, or, you know, singing with another friend. It just is such a release.
Yeah, absolutely. And it must be like kind of, you know, going for a swim, you know, in the sense that you just feel so much better afterwards.
Absolutely, except you don't have to redo your hair afterwards. it's an amazing experience. Yeah, look, you do get the same sense of euphoria, I guess you do, from physical activity. You know, it's kind of physical activity in itself. I mean, when we're sitting there singing for ages, I know I start feeling hot and I start having to take my jumper off. It's a pretty warming experience as you're filled with all this energy.
So you're at the James Tertullus Auditorium in Kew on the 30th of May. You've got those two shows. What's it like performing in that big venue where the sound just goes up to the roof?
Yeah, you can just feel it reverberating, you know, just to get that feedback. And I think, you know, the greatest thing as well is also seeing an audience actually appreciating what you're doing and just kind of singing along, bopping along, dancing along. It's kind of becomes a shared experience with the audience. And that's what we like to try and bring the audience in into our performances.
Yeah, tell us a bit more about that.
Well, you know, we're very interactive with our audience. You know, in terms of the way we speak to them, we often have like little breaks where we're talking to them a bit. You know, we invite people to get up and dance when they want to, when they're feeling the urge. Especially towards the end, you know, when you're getting to those big uplifting numbers, you want to encourage everyone to have a go and have a bit of a boogie.
Absolutely. Well, Diva, A Night with the Stars is happening on the 30th of May. You've got shows at 3 o'clock and 7:30 at the James Tertullus Auditorium in Kew. Yes. Trevor Block, the Vice President and bass singer from the Melbourne Pride Chorus, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. And if you want to find us or have to buy tickets, you must buy tickets, of course. You can choose between a 3 p.m. and 7:30 show, as we said. You can find us on Instagram, Melbourne Pride Chorus. Well, you can also check out our website for more details, a bit more history about us at melbpridechorus.org.au. And our tickets are on sale through trybooking.com.
Awesome stuff, Trevor. Great to meet you at 3CR. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, James. Thanks for having me.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.